Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, September 27th, 2021. I'm Rich Strappolino. Instagram head Adam Mosseri announced the company will pause development of a version of Instagram aimed at children 10 to 12 years old. Instagram will still continue development on parental supervision tools designed to let parents oversee accounts for teenage users 13 and older. Cloudflare announced two new free email safety and security features. Cloudflare email routing is designed to let users run a custom email domain from a single consumer account, like Gmail or Outlook. Security DNS Wizard gives users access to anti-spoofing email tools, sender policy framework, and domain keys identified mail. The company eventually plans to roll both of these into an advanced email security suite. Oculus's consulting CTO John Carmack announced the company will unlock the bootloader of the Oculus Go headset, providing users with root access. The Go was discontinued in 2020, and users will get root access through a forthcoming sideloaded software update. Carmack hopes this will allow people to repurpose the hardware. The Wall Street Journal sources say the U.S. Justice Department and Huawei CTO Meng Wanzhou have reached an agreement to let her return to her home in China after almost 3 years after being detained in Canada on behalf of the U.S. The agreement will reportedly require Meng to admit some wrongdoing. Prosecutors will defer and later drop wire and bank fraud charges in exchange for her admission. As well as being the financial chief, Meng is the daughter of Ren Zhengfei, Huawei's founder. According to a stock exchange filing Friday, Alibaba plans to sell its minority stake in a state-owned broadcaster, Mango Excellent Media. The government asked Alibaba in March to divest itself of media assets to reduce its sway over public opinion. Meanwhile, Tencent has completed its merger with China's second most popular search engine, Sogou. Sogou has 14.3% of the search market in China, behind Baidu, which has 76.7%. The People's Bank of China issued a joint statement with nine other government agencies reminding all Chinese nationals, even those working overseas, that it already banned crypto trading in 2019, adding that overseas virtual currency exchanges that use the internet to offer services to domestic residents is also considered illegal financial activity, adding that workers at foreign crypto exchanges will be investigated. This statement indicates the overseas exchange loophole is closed and that the state will prosecute those still trading crypto. At the World Internet Conference, Cybersecurity Administration of China's Vice Minister Sheng Ronghua named self-driving vehicles, online healthcare, and smart delivery as areas of the economy requiring stronger regulation. The comments indicate China's big tech crackdown could extend to new firms, like the shopping platform Meituan. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority cleared Facebook to proceed with its $1 billion acquisition of the CRM company Customr, saying it would not decrease competition. The deal must still survive an ongoing investigation by the European Commission. The company Eftpos became the first accredited non-government operator of a digital identity exchange under Australia's Trusted Digital Identity Framework, meaning it can now facilitate online transactions requiring a digital identity from Australians. Australia has its own digital identity solution called MyGovID, but Eftpos claims its ConnectID offers a smoother, faster, and more secure onboarding experience. CNBC sources say Google Cloud Platform plans to reduce the cut it takes for third-party software sold in its cloud marketplace from 20% to 3%. GCP confirmed it plans to change its fee structure, but didn't give specifics. Microsoft Azure made a similar cut to 3% in July, while AWS charges 5%. According to the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees, a union that represents TV and movie workers, Apple's TV Plus, NBC Universal's Peacock, and Viacom CBS's Paramount Plus all have less than 20 million subscribers each in the US and Canada as of July. Streaming services with less than 20 million subscribers can offer lower rates to union workers. It's unclear if this figure only accounts for paying subscribers or those on promotional free trials. California passed SB 500 into law, which will require all light-duty autonomous vehicles in the state to emit zero emissions by 2030. Last year, California Governor Gavin Newsom issued an executive order requiring any car you drive off a dealer lot to have zero emissions by 2035. Over the weekend, Tesla opened up the ability for owners to request access to its beta version of full self-driving software, which expands the company's autopilot capabilities to city streets. By applying, owners agree to let Tesla monitor driving behavior. If driving is rated as good over a 7-day period, owners are granted access to the beta. And finally, a new note from Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo forecasts shipments of Apple Silicon Macs will drop 15% in the first half of 2022. Kuo named component shortages, particularly around power management integrated circuits, as a major reason for the drop, but also said a decrease in work-from-home demand and a potential redesigned MacBook Air in Q3 2022 are also contributing factors. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.